News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A traffic crash near Pittsville earlier today left two people hospitalized. Both gentlemen driving a vehicle southbound on Highway 80, one of them along the shoulder backing up and then trying to make a U-turn in front of the other vehicle. Both were taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. We do not have the names or present conditions of those two drivers. A seven-game hiatus is over for Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
And we're preparing for the Chicago Bears with Aaron Rodgers as our starting quarterback.
Mike McCarthy making that announcement early this afternoon. Also, Eddie Lacy expected to play. Snowmobile trails starting to open up a little more every day. Tomorrow, look for more of them to open. Wood County and in Portage County. Right now, Portage County has Zone 3 open, but they'll all open up later tomorrow. Unemployment up in November in 8 of Wisconsin's 12 metropolitan areas. Milwaukee's actual unadjusted jobless rate held steady from October, 6.5%. Madison's rate also held steady, 4.1%. That's the lowest among the 12 metros. Racine had its jobless rate go down by 0.2 at 7.7%, but they are still the highest unemployment in the Badger State. Lowest unemployment along the Minnesota border in St. Croix County. An Antigo woman is hospitalized after her house caught fire earlier today. Her name and condition not released, but the house has kept firefighters busy throughout the day and evening. We'll give you an update as soon as we have more information. Her name has not yet been released. A Marshfield sand processing facility told to pay $80,000 for violating Wisconsin's air pollution laws. Completion Industrial Minerals, LLC, found to have several violations back in the construction of their plant and the early operations. It was caught early, and they did cooperate with the DNR to get within compliance, but they still have these fines from the violations. Governor Scott Walker is preparing Wisconsinites for a discussion about tax cuts as he stands for re-election next fall. He's laying out a host of possibilities for the state budget that he will propose in 2015 if he wins a second term. They include possibly getting rid of the state income tax altogether or paying for technical colleges with the state sales tax instead of local property taxes. A well-known Milwaukee criminal defense attorney suspended for the second time in 2 years, Bridget Boyle, 6 months suspension today by the state Supreme Court. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries in the evening, and a low of 8. Mostly cloudy, milder Friday, high of 28. Then Friday night, mostly cloudy, not as cold, a low of 20. Saturday, downright nice and mild, a good chance of light sleet and snow in the evening, a high of 34. Look out for the deep freeze on Sunday, a high of only 10. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.